Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, it's been a minute, so what's our contact info?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we apologize, there was no episode last week. I'm still having shenanigans with my baby brother's daycare.
Shenanigans!
And the only reason I'm even here at work today is because my mom took today off, so she is on baby duty.
Good.
Pun intended.
She can handle the little baby for a little bit.
Yeah, I've had him every day after work the last couple days.
How has that been?
It's like, it was a mix of, so I had a girls weekend where we were in a hotel this past weekend.
Fine, nice. Where at? Just like in Seattle?
Down like in Vancouver. A friend who bought a house around there, so we just went and said hi, but mostly stayed in the hotel and ate all the food and drank all the alcohol.
Good. That sounds amazing. Uh-huh.
It was very much needed. So he was really missing me by the time I came home. So Monday, he was like all just super sweet, super cuddly.
On his best behavior. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, not so much. But I mean, once the nap kicked in and he got some food, he was fine.
I feel like that's like me too.
All of us.
Yes. I'll be a raging bitch and then just give me a little snack and a nap and then I'll be a little better.
No, but I do have good news in the world of personal life.
I love good news.
My parents found a house they liked and they were a little worried because there's a little back and forth on like the whole, you know, kind of like a bidding war, if you will.
Okay, like they asked for a price and they...
And then somebody else wanted it too.
Oh, okay.
But there was, not foul play, but there was just some miscommunication from the other party. And it turns out that my parents got the house.
Yay! How long has this been like in the works? How long have they been battling?
Oh, it was only like a couple days. Like,
oh, were they
a day and a half?
Stressing out about it?
Oh, yeah. My dad's like, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to hear anything from it. It's probably not going to happen. He was all pessimistic about it. And then we got the call last night after dinner. So it was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
There are a few projects, but nothing that's like super insane.
Nothing like your house and like wanting to change everything about it.
Right. I mean, they need to paint everything because the colors are just horrid.
Oh, okay.
Just like a pea yellow for the bathrooms and just like a weird white and red throughout the house. So it's
all inside the house, though.
Yeah. They do have to build part of a fence because it's on a big property. And if they're going to let my little brother just run around.
Yeah.
Part of it kind of drops off kind of like a ravine and it goes into a creek.
Oh.
So they definitely need to fence that area because he will want to go down there if he's, you know, runs off, takes off. We don't want him falling in there.
He's like a dog.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
He'll explore all around and then you'll find him in the creek.
Except it's harder to convince him to come do what you want him to do. Yeah, with snacks. No, he's not like, nope, you got a snack there? Don't care. I'm going to go do what I want to do.
Yeah, and especially if your parents can't chase after him as fast, that could be scary.
Yeah, especially like you can like close your eyes for 2 seconds and he's already created.
He's gone.
The messes he has made, but it's going to be hard, definitely, because I was out of town, like seeing how hard it was on him for me to be gone for 2 nights.
Oh.
It's going to be hard for when they move out.
Very hard.
So my parents keep joking, like, why don't you just rent your house out and move in? I'm like, no. Like,
no. I've loved you guys here, but I've been waiting for the day for you guys to get the F out.
But I mean, like, it's also going to be good to go visit them. It's not like I'm never going to go visit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have my space.
Are they relatively close? So it'll
Yes, it's about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's like the perfect.
It's quicker to get to their house from my house than it was to get to my house to their old house. Because the old house was anywhere between like 22 minutes to 28 minutes, depending on traffic.
This is great.
This is better.
Well, then you'll have no excuse not to visit. So maybe it's not that great.
I mean, I'm going to probably have to visit.
So anyways. Is your brother going to live with them as well?
We haven't discussed that yet because my brother had already gone to his room by the time we got the news. And so I think he was already kind of like settling down because I didn't hear him. Or he was doing other stuff.
Oh, he doesn't even know yet.
I mean, I'm sure he knows at this point of the recording of this episode, but I haven't talked to him yet.
Okay.
And he says as long as it's closer, whatever is closer to his job in Bellingham is where he's going to go.
So it's either, he's still welcome at your house?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I would like somebody else to help pay the rent and stuff. I'm still going through the refinance. It's just the last piece of thing. It would have been done already, but there's one more piece that I need to give to them. And it's a receipt that I've paid my homeowner's insurance. That goes through, here's a bunch of annoying words, escrow. Escrow collects the money and they pay it, right? Uh-huh. But they're not paying it till the end of this month.
So, oh, well, it's like right now.
Right, but I've been waiting for the last 2 weeks. So this would have been done like a week or two ago.
Well, at least the end of the month is here.
Right, and I'm finally like checking every day. I'm like, is it sent yet? Is it sent yet? Because I just need the receipt that it's been paid. And yeah. I even asked them, like, can you do it earlier? They're like, no, we can't. I'm like, okay, well, can I just pay it now? I mean, because it's a chunk of change. It's not like I can't pay it, but it's still a chunk of change.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I pay it now or whatever? And they're like, yeah, but then you'll have to go through your insurance company and try to get them to refund you. Like, that sounds like a hassle. I'll just wait.
Yeah, just wait. This is testing your patience, but yes, I'm like, it'll be worth it.
So I'm checking every day.
Would you prefer then if your brother stayed with you?
It'd be nice. Like, my mortgage payment's going to be less once the refinance is done. I mean, if somebody else is there to help me pay another chunk of it, why not?
So what is going to be closer, since you guys know exactly where your parents are moving now?
I think it might actually be their house, but maybe not by much.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are 15 minutes away, I mean, yeah, they're like not that bad.
North, but kind of off to the side. So in theory, like, it just depends on where the freeway is, I guess.
I bet you anything, if you told your brother you wanted him to stay, he'd stay.
He would. I think, yeah. It just really
depends. Plus, does he want to live with a two-year-old?
Well, here's the thing. If he lives with my folks, the amount of rent he would have to pay would be very, very much less than what he'd pay with me. Plus, he doesn't have to pay for all of his groceries. Because my mom makes meals for everyone. So
that can make it worth it.
Yeah. Saving a couple $100 that way.
But he's like a permanent babysitter.
No, he's not.
Oh, well,
he is not.
I guess it was you. You'd be the permanent babysitter. But
he's like, okay, like, he might step in and help, especially if I say, hey, can you grab him? I'm trying to make dinner. Or I'm trying to do something. He will. And every now and then he'll step into play and, like, because he'll be in a playful mood. But
for the most part, he's like, sorry, kid.
No, we don't count on him to babysit at all.
Yeah.
So
what, when can they start moving in? When's like,
so their closing date is in about 3 weeks.
Does that mean that's when they get the keys?
Yes.
Okay.
A few things obviously have to go through, some more paperwork, some they have to sign. If, like, when you sign for your house, it is like a mountain of paperwork. You're just signing every page. Like, at this point, I'm like, I should have gotten a stamper with my signature on it.
I don't think they'd let you do that.
Probably
but.
Not. That being said, because they do have a few projects they want to do with the house, like, I'm like, you might as well just paint it. We probably will move everything into the garage because there's a lot of space in their garage now.
Yeah.
Just to get it out of storage so they don't have to pay for storage anymore, because that doesn't make sense, right?
So, probably, are the owners now that living there, are they out already?
I don't think so, but they're going to be out before then.
But you guys can't start doing anything in the house until
they
the
have
keys.
The keys. They have Got to sign okay. everything. Yeah, it's not like renting or anything like that. So once they can put stuff in there, which would be in about 3 weeks if all goes well, knock on wood.
Right.
Or for Micah or whatever this is. But then they'll probably still crash with me, but most of the stuff will be over there while they have the two projects within the house, being all the painting, which, I mean, all hands on deck, that can be done in a day, especially we call in a few favors.
What about, like, drying and the smell and everything? Well, like, how long does that?
The paint they use is a better quality. It's more expensive. We get a deal because we know people. But it dries really quickly, especially if you get the paint and primer in one. However, with some of these paint colors, we may need to just prime it ahead of time. So instead of doing one coat, we might have to do two or three because the colors are a little dark.
Okay.
So within a day, if we all, like, hustle and we don't have, you know, little brother running around, we can probably get this done. The other thing of it is that there's technically two dining rooms. One of them they're using as a bar. One of them they're using as a dining room. So the real estate agent had the idea, and my parents had, like, the idea, and they kind of want to do this because it's not something my dad's done this before, and he's got a buddy who would help him. Is that they would turn one of the dining rooms into another bedroom because they really want four bedrooms.
Okay.
For, you know, one for them, one for my little brother, a guest bedroom, and then also, like, an office-y area. So it would be, like, guest bedroom, office.
Damn. Oh, wait. One would be a guest bedroom. One would be an office.
Either or. Like, if my brother decides to live with them, one of the rooms will be his. And so the other one would be, like, the guest room for my grandma visits.
Yeah.
And I think where my mom would put all her craft stuff. Because she bought a fancy machine recently.
Oh, a sewing machine?
It's an embroidery machine. It's all electric, digital and stuff, and you can embroider and have it done.
Bedazzle?
I mean, you can, but, you know, like when you see shirts and stuff that have it kind of like sewn in letters and stuff, what embroidery is.
Like Tom Hardy, right? Like he's known for that stuff, right?
Kind of.
Those pants with like the flowers on the butt cheeks, like
I don't know. I don't know if those are embroidered, because embroidery is just with string. Some of that might just be like iron-ons or like vinyl.
Oh.
I'm not 100% sure. I just know that they do have bedazzles on them.
Yeah, they do.
But my mom wants to like get into that. That's like a new hobby, which I think is great. My mom needs new hobbies. So
they're probably going to take the bar, I would assume.
Yeah, the bar is going to be the dining room, because the bar, that the one that's currently the bar, is closest to the kitchen. So it makes sense to have the dining room off the kitchen.
Oh.
The other one's on the other side of the house. So
that one's going to be transformed.
It's literally just putting up like where a doorway is, put up a wall, and on the other side, kind of put up a little bit of a wall and then put doors.
Oh, they're going to put up an actual wall.
I mean, there's only a little cutout, like I think what would be the size of like the double doors.
Yeah.
So they got to probably seal it up a little bit and fit two doors, like either two doors or one door in there. I think two doors would look cool, but it depends on how much they want to spend.
But they probably have to put more of a wall in. Mm-hmm.
Have to put a frame in. It's a lot of stuff on the inside to go into doing a door, because I've seen the inside of them. So it's a little bit of process. I told him, like, why don't you just do a barn door? He's like, well, there's not much privacy. I'm like, well, they're in. And honestly, what the hell is grandma going to be doing that? She needs new.
Yeah, it's like a craft room.
I was
going
to say, and the shower is upstairs. So it's not like she's going to be too naked in there often. Like, you know, as long as there's a way to lock it. I don't know.
Hey, you don't know. Your grandma could be getting wild in the bedroom by herself. Ooh, yeah. Go, grandma, go.
I mean, there's some stuff that has come out within the last few years.
Grandma still got it?
Well, my mom refuses to send me this video because she knows I might show it to everyone, which I would. I wouldn't put it on the internet, but I would show it to everybody. When my grandma and my grandpa was still alive, they had their 50th wedding anniversary. This was like 4 years ago, years ago. And so they made her like a bridal shower. And at the time I was working at the restaurant, so I couldn't go to the bridal shower. But my cousin decides to get her little phallic-shaped lollipops.
Oh, heck yeah. I get those for my mom every Christmas.
And so everyone was laughing. Ha ha. She has it. And she ends up pretending to take a bite out of it and like, ha. And I'm like, ah.
Oh, yeah. Grandma still gets after it. She's still wild.
And so I'm like, Mom, send me that video. And she refuses to send me the video.
Did she show you it at least?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I need to find a way to get that video. Because it's just too funny.
Real doors on your grandma's guest room.
Anyhow, but that's something we'll figure out when the time comes. So I'm very excited for them. It's a long time coming. They deserve their dream house. It has all the land my mom wants. Like the front
Everything besides the not four bedrooms and the paint job, everything else is perfect.
Yeah. And like eventually they will do this, but it's not something they're going to do now or that needs to happen when they're not in the house. So the front of the house, because it's very secluded, like you drive up and you don't see any other houses. Like you can't see from other houses, you can't see the front of their house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But in the front, they have like a trailer hookup, like for RVs and stuff.
Oh,
but that has electricity and water. So my mom does canning. My dad's like, okay, we can just build like a little house, or you can buy it pre-made and just add the insulation stuff later. And because it already has water and electricity, you can have it heated. You can have running water.
That's so cool, actually.
So they'll build her an area so she can, you know, plug in all her stuff, so she can make all her jams and her sauces and stuff.
That's another hobby that she does.
Yeah, but that's only once a year.
Oh, okay, yeah. The time cap.
So, yeah, because you have to get all your vegetables and fruits and stuff when they're in season. So you grab them all and you make them all at once.
Did you visit the house with them? Like, have you been there?
No, because I was babysitting. I decided to babysit. I'm like, what? You guys need to be able to look at the house without him running around, because he can't be touching everything. And two, I was just too tired that day. I was like, just leave him here and hopefully he'll fall asleep.
Well, are you guys going to do like a drive by? Like, I'd be like, oh, where are you guys going to live? Like, let's go look at it. But then I guess if people are still living in it, that'd be
creepy. Right. Weird. Maybe once they do because you do have to do a final walkthrough. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll get to go see it.
Yeah, get it like tested and make sure it's safe and all that jazz. Right.
Because you get the what's the word? Progress report, but basically inspection report in the house, and they give you all the details, like if there's anything, even something minor, like, oh, like when my parents had their inspection report for their old house when they were still doing construction, like this door doesn't have a doorknob. It's like, well, yeah, because we just changed the door. We haven't put the doorknob in yet.
Chill, we're going to put it on.
I know, right, but they're that thorough. So
good, that's good.
They go through that, and then we as like the buyers, you say, you know what, I don't feel like it's like I'm going to have to put money into doing A, B, and C. So either you can knock the price down or you can fix it for me.
Yeah.
Like, usually can say, hey, fix this before it's official. And they can say, yeah, okay, we'll fix it. Like, there was something like when I bought my house, like the fan in one of the bathrooms wasn't working.
Oh.
So, like, we just asked them to fix it.
And they did.
Yeah. There's not many things wrong with my house when I bought it, so it was fine. So just little things like that. They check all the water and stuff, so they can say, you know what? We don't really feel like fixing it, so we'll just give you a credit. We'll give you a discount.
Nice!
So things like that for the final walkthrough. So this is very exciting. I'm also very excited. I'm going to miss them. I like having, you know, people that I'm comfortable with. I can walk around in, like, my pajamas all day. And
yeah.
It's just you're comfortable. And it's not the same with, like, a roommate. Because, like, I mean, when it was just me and my female roommate, it was fine. But when she brought her boyfriend in, it was just like, I don't feel comfortable, like...
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Doing what I'm going to do.
Is your family planning on being out, what are you guys thinking, like June? Mid-June-ish or something? How long do you guys think the projects are going to take?
Okay, so if this ends, like, at the... They say, like, maybe... Funny enough, it might actually close a day or two before my two-year anniversary in my house.
Oh, that's perfect!
Which is funny. So I'm guessing maybe mid-June at the latest.
Yeah, like a few weeks to get what they need to get done.
Yeah, probably that first week we'll probably try to move in as much stuff as we can from the storage unit so we don't have to pay for those anymore.
Yeah, to the garage, but then paint everything before you put stuff in.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for them. It's been a long time coming.
And eventually, because there's such a big space, like the people before them, they'd only had the house for a little while. And I don't remember why they had to move. But they wrote like a letter, like a sweet letter on the house.
Aww.
And they said that their friends would come over and hang out and they would just end up camping on their property.
Wow.
Because there's such a big yard. People just put out their tents and there's like a little fire pit and everything.
Oh, that's perfect.
My parents are like, if you ever want to have your birthday party here and your friends want to camp, you can.
Yes.
Although I've talked to my friends, some of my friends are like, I feel like it'd be really weird to get really drunk around your parents. I'm like, bitch.
Dude, I have no shame in my get wasted in front of Bicky's parents game.
No, they will, my dad will get you drunk. And my mom will feed you.
I've probably been wasted in front of your parents already.
Probably.
They might not love me anymore, but...
Sorry. No, they still love you. There's a few people. My mom's pretty good at, like, gauging people. Like, yeah, I really don't like this chick. Like, with one of my old friends that you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom never liked her.
No me gusta.
No me gusta. My mom's loved you since she met you.
Hell yeah, that's right!
She, like, I think this was, like, during a time you were going through a really difficult time in your life.
Yeah.
And I had told her previously and stuff... And so she just was, like, super drawn to you and then, like, could tell, like, your spirit and your soul.
Aww.
She's like, there's a lot of hurt there, but there's a lot of good, too. So that's why my mom's always really liked you.
Aw. See, drunk or sober.
You're still a bad bee, but I love you, too.
Oh, yay.
So that is the good news in my life. I'm still...
That's awesome.
It's been a little hectic because of the daycare situation to do anything with my OnlyFans. So I've been trying to do more. I did some content over the weekend, but I was really drunk and I've been too nervous to look at the pictures.
Oh my God. You have to post them.
Oh,
some
of them.
You haven't looked at them yet?
I looked at like a couple and I'm like, I need to hide these and put them in my hidden folder.
Dude, especially if you were in like a hotel room. I don't know why, but hotel. Like,
some of these. Okay, I'm going to show you. I can't post that.
Oh my, that is so sexy, though.
But I was also very exhausted at that point. So I'm just laying there like, ugh.
It doesn't look like you're exhausted. It looks like you're ready for... The opposite of sleep.
Yeah, there's some that are not so bad. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, she just showed me one with her tongue out.
Yeah.
Those are good.
I have to post some of these, but some of these are a little bit more revealing than I intended.
Just put a little emoji on it or something.
Right?
Or put a little emoji and say, like, if you want to see the whole thing.
Well, I'm not doing those yet. I don't feel comfortable doing those yet. Everyone's like, are you going to do topless? I'm like, no. Not right now. And like, I mean, might down the line, but I'm not comfortable with that yet.
You charge hella to make it worth it.
$200 for a picture.
Yeah, or even more. That was beautiful. I loved that. I don't know why, but hotel rooms, a lot of hotel rooms, in my opinion, just have that like, this just feels sexy.
Right.
This just
it's
should
like
be
a
like
naughty.
For like a porn or like crazy pictures or I don't know what. So I'm proud of you that you took advantage of it.
But I do need to take some more pictures, and I think today will be my day since my mom's got some stuff to do. So she once the little guy's asleep and she's doing her stuff, I can get some stuff done today. That being said, one of my amazing, amazing peoples, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say his name, so I'm just going to say S, sent me something on my wish list.
S. Ooh, I like that. Okay, what'd he send you?
Okay, so I put this on there because I'm like, this would be fun. this is something I've thought about for a long time, but I never wanted to commit to it because it costs a lot of money. Mm. And I was like, I don't want to buy it and then regret it. But okay. He ended up surprising me and bought it for me, and it arrived to my house, and it's still in its packaging because I can't open it in front of my parents.
Oh, it's already here.
Uh-huh. It is a strip pole.
A stripper pole?
I saw this girl on TikTok, and she really inspired me. Like, a year ago, she started, and she was not good at it, but she showed her journey and, like, all the weight she's lost and all the moves she's learned and stuff and how it's really motivated, like it very much changed her life, and it looks so fun. And I did a class once, and I had so much fun, but I didn't really have a place for a strip pole in my place in Greenwood when I lived with roommates.
You'd have to get rid of, like, your entire living room /dining room. Or my bedroom. Somewhere.
Or, yeah, like, or your bedroom. So it's kind of tricky to think where I would want to put the pole. Because in my bedroom, it doesn't really work with all my furniture. The living room has high ceilings, so I don't think it would reach.
Yeah, I was going to say, how tall is it? Or is it, like,
it's expandable? Like 9 feet.
Okay, I'm trying to think, like, how tall. Okay.
9 feet max, I think.
If a man is 6 foot.
That's so, let's just say, like, most ceilings are, like, what, 7 feet? 7.5 feet, 8 feet?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I have some pretty high ceilings, and the spots where I would have space, like in the middle of the living room, was just too tall. And, like, I have my guest room that has a bed. I have my office that doesn't have a lot of room. So I've decided I'm probably going to buy some padding. And once my parents move out, because they're going to move out with a lot of crap that's in my garage, I'm going to put padding on the ground and do it in my garage.
Oh!
Which will be perfect because it's the coolest room in the house when it's hot out.
Does it get really, really cold in the winter?
Yes. But I have
going to want to get some heaters then.
Yeah. No, I think I have one, but I also have been wanting to put insulation on the doors anyways.
Okay.
Which would help. But if
and then will your car be there too? Or you?
I mean, I can. I don't have to.
There is enough space if you wanted your car in your garage.
Probably.
Because you need, like, it's surprising how much room it actually does take up.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not very tall, but the amount of space.
Yeah, when you, yeah, like, lean out and then kick, right, your legs out, it needs, like, a lot of, what is this, radius?
Mm-hmm. You need a big, wide radius. So, depending on how that is, I haven't parked my car in the garage in, like, a long time. Not a year, but even when I did park it in the garage last year, it wasn't very roomy anyways.
Yeah.
Because of all the stuff for my old roommates, so I'm just...
Maybe, and there's no random, like, beams in your garage that would, like, get in the way, mm-mm, or anything? Oh, this is exciting.
So I definitely need to get some padding, though. Like, remember the old, like, the blue pads they would have in elementary school PE?
For, like, gymnastics. For gymnastics, whatever.
Yeah. They would, like, accordion-style roll up, or they're just flat, and they had Velcro on the edges, so they would use it sometimes as, like, a wall, like a non-permanent wall. Yeah. So I'd probably see if I can get some of those.
And they might actually have padding for actual poles, right? I'm not sure.
Or just like those foam squares that they have, like almost like puzzle pieces and stuff.
Yeah, you just have to make sure they, like, really stick to the ground.
Yes,
because you'll be, like, swinging so much that, like, right, you don't want them to slide. That could be really dangerous.
Yeah. So
well, and that's good too, because then if you fall, or, you know, like, if you're climbing it, and then it's way better to land on padding, because normally, like, mm-hmm, they're on hardwood floors, mm-hmm, like, that's what a lot, right, of classes, that's what they are on, which hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Still gonna want to get some knee pads, girl, and get ready for a lot of bruises. And you bruise easily.
Oh yeah, I came out of this weekend with a giant bruise on my knee. I don't even know what it's from.
You're gonna get a lot of those, a lot of inner thighs.
Oh yeah,
and I know what it's from. You were at a hotel with your ladies.
Yeah. Oh man, I was so funny. Funny enough, I was having awful, awful allergies this weekend.
Heard they were terrible.
Like, my throat still hurts because I was snoring all weekend. I never, mm-hmm, snore unless I'm sleeping on my face by accident.
Did your friends want to kill you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But they were more, like, concerned because they're like, Vicky doesn't snore. What the hell? I'm like, it's allergies. So I wake up, my throat's all dry from snoring.
And they're like, oh, okay, now I can suffocate you because I was up all night hearing your ass.
And I'm just like, come on, you guys. You guys are tossing and turning. One of them is. The other one had the TV on. So it's like, you.
That's really... I have been wanting to kill J-Rubs because of this. But it's his allergies. And I'm like, okay, there's nothing you can do.
Even can you do the nose strips? Or
does the nose strips, does the spray. Still. And nothing. I'm like, babe, you don't snore like this. Like, it's the allergies. And then what can you do? You're like, oh, well.
Earplugs?
Go to the couch.
Right.
Go to the couch.
At one point, so I've realized that, like, when I get too overheated, like, too drunk, I get too hot. And when I get too hot, I want to cool down. So I was kind of drunk and decided to go into the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
With cool water, and I was just laying there, and it was so comfortable.
Was it, like, laying... Were you, like, taking a bath, pretty much?
Kind of, yeah, except I was, like, in my underwear.
Really?
Just, okay, like, my bottom underwear.
You were more than just a little drunk.
Yeah, no, I was pretty drunk. But
Did you take your phone in and take some pictures?
No.
Because that would have been hilarious.
No, it was one of those, like, I need to cool down because I'm not going to feel good. Luckily, my hangover the next day was the same as everyone else's. We just had, like, that dehydration feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And, like... That slight, yeah, yeah, where your like head's like maybe a little on the wants to get a headache, but not quite. So overall, it wasn't too bad.
What were you drinking?
Funny enough, I ended up drinking a lot of vodka.
That is not like you. I would have never guessed.
No, well, because I saw a recipe for, they have the new Trulies with iced tea.
Oh, Joey swears by those. Mm-hmm. He says those are the best ever. So, I haven't had them yet.
I bought some, do you know what Deep Eddy is?
Yeah,
the flavored vodka,
lemonade vodka.
Yeah, so I got some of that and we mixed those. So I just kept that having lemonade vodka. Very like, acidic.
One, wild. That is like my kind of move where I'm like, it's not going to be bad. And then like all of a sudden you're wasted. And two, that sounds just like a hangover.
Right. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Right. So I think I just switched to regular vodka after a while.
Yeah, yeah, because that's like a lot mm-hmm. of sweet
and a lot of going acidic. On. It was just very, but after a while. So I ended up like at one point the girls just let me chill in the bathtub and she's like, I remember getting her up like, okay, Vicky, it's time to get up. I'm like, why? Like, have I been here too long? And then she tells me the next day, it's like, no, you started snoring in the bathtub. So that's when we knew we had to get you out.
I was like, you're like, I'm just so relaxed, man.
I know. I'm like, I was so comfortable.
They're like, we were afraid.
You were going to drown.
Yeah, exactly.
That was exactly what they said. They're like, you're going to drown, bitch. Get up.
They heard you snoring. They were like, where's that snoring? Where did Nikki go?
So at least thank God for my allergies, because who knows?
That's so funny. Yeah, right? Because they wouldn't have heard you. So, but then would you have still been in the bathtub? I guess if you were still hot.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
It felt so good.
I've definitely like just chilled in the bathtub because I wanted to sleep there.
Right.
I was like, this bed's really uncomfortable. Or like whoever I was sleeping with, I was like, there's too many people in this bed. I'm going to go sleep in the bathtub, which was fine, actually. But the water wasn't on. So,
yeah, that's a little different.
I love that you were still in your underwear. You were just like chilling.
But then I got out and like I took it off because I was wet from the shower. And then I woke up, you know, naked in bed. I don't like sleeping naked. I'm like one person who doesn't like to sleep naked.
No, I don't really like it either.
Like, I'll wear underwear and maybe, like, either a tank top or a shirt.
Yeah.
But, like, even then, I'm not...
No, I don't like going to commando.
No. So I definitely
will. My hoo-ha is exposed to, like, the sheets and, like, what if they're bugs and what if they get all up in there? Like, that's what I think about. I think of spiders just crawling in all the areas that they shouldn't be crawling. And it's spider season, so I'm now even more freaked out.
Well, no, I'm not sleeping ever.
So then did you wake up nude next to your friends?
No, well, they gave me my own bed for that. So I ended up waking up nude and I got up and put underwear on because I was like, I don't like this.
Vicky, you were drunk. That's so funny. They were like, she's naked. Minute. She gets her own bed. Maybe that's what I
snoring.
Need to do.
Just sleep naked.
Commando. Actually, no. My friends are so weird. They'd be like, okay, I'll sleep commando too. And I'm like,
yeah, your
no,
friends
what?
Would.
Why? No. That wasn't the point. That's amazing. That sounds like a weekend I need.
Yeah, I feel like everyone does. And it was, you know, socially distanced. We did get some tasty foods.
Well, socially distanced from other people.
Right. These are in my bubble. These are my bubble crew. My COVID crew. So totally fine.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been up to. I saw that you were at the Tulip Festival shaking your butt.
I finally went.
How was it?
Yes. It was good. It was super fun. I had the job of getting the tickets and the two afternoon slots were taken. So it was either really early or like later at night. And we chose the early one, which was great. But I think I chose the wrong festival, to be honest. J-Rubs kept being like, this is not the one we go to every year, you know? And I'm like, yes, it is. It just looks different. They had a year to like revise it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's not the one we go to every year.
What was the difference?
It was way, way, way smaller. Like, the actual Tulip Festival part was very small. They had this whole, like, inside area that was really cool. They had, like, a little cafe area. They had, like, a beer garden. And, like, that was really dope. But the actual Tulip Festival itself was kind of sad. And we went on last Saturday. So it was, if you remember, it was like not a sunny, beautiful day like we've had. It was kind of raining and really windy and like extremely muddy. But it was just so fun. I mean, sometimes those types of trips, like those types of adventures, are like the most ridiculous and like memorable. Because it's just like, what is happening? And like, I wore a pair of boots that got absolutely destroyed. Like the whole like sole of them fell apart. So that was just like a whole other thing. And then we stayed up there and kind of just like adventured around. And yeah, so it was really fun. But it was just like, I mean, every year we drive like over an hour to go see some flowers. Even when I say it out loud and I think about it, it's absolutely ridiculous. But I love it. It's tradition, you know? Aww. And it was kind of cool because it was like, okay, it's back. Like last year, it didn't happen. So this year we had to do it. But I'm glad we got it in. There
is no choice.
Yeah, there is no choice, Biggie. Yeah, so it was really fun. Not as wild as your weekend. I feel like our weekends should have been reversed usually, you know?
Right. No, I mean, I'm glad I did it. I also did something I don't normally do, but it didn't really end up going anywhere.
What?
So on the way back, we decided to stop by. I had a bunch of gift cards for like a restaurant. I'm not gonna say which one. And the food was amazing.
Oh, I'm so curious now. I want to ask, but
mostly just
what kind of food is it?
I don't know. Was it?
Oh my god, give us a hint. I won't guess.
It was barbecue.
Okay.
So, but I couldn't tell because he was wearing a mask, but our server was super attentive, super funny, super nice. He had a really deep, sexy voice. My best friend's like, you know, you need to give him your number.
I was going to say, did you? Okay.
And so he's like, he keeps looking at you. I'm like, because I'm the weirdo wearing a freaking poofy hat. Like, so I finally did it and he ends up texting me. We texted for a day.
Wait. How did you give him your number? Did you tell him? Did you leave it on the receipt?
I left it on a receipt. Well, because I paid with gift cards, so I didn't really have a receipt. So I had to pull one out of my purse.
Oh, he didn't even give you like a tip or anything?
Well, because I gave it to him with my...
the check.
Yes. And so he took the check and he's like, nope, we're all good. Because the gift cards equaled out the whole total.
Oh.
So I didn't have anything back.
Got it. Okay.
So, yes, but we ended up check messaging all day, and then, like, it sucks because it's like you don't really know the person, and you don't really, I was like, okay, I never actually caught your name. What's your name? He's like, oh, it's this. I'm like, oh, well, it's nice to meet you. And it's like, okay, if you want to continue the conversation, you either have two choices, either talk about yourself or ask them questions.
Yeah.
So I'm asking him questions like, oh, so are you from here originally or this? And sometimes he would ask me a question back, but he wasn't really. I'm like, come on, dude. I ask you a question. You ask me one. Otherwise, how's this going to work?
Would he like give like a big response to
sometimes,
the questions that could lead into you asking more questions?
Sometimes.
Or was it just like it would die and then you're like,
come on, bro.
What else do I have? What else should I ask you type of thing?
Yeah. So it's kind of a little bit of both. And so it just kind of got worse and worse and worse. And so I messaged him yesterday, never replied. And I said, hey, you know, if this isn't too weird, I'd like to take you out for coffee. And he never responded to that. So what else? Either way, he did say he was going to be moving out of state in a couple months anyway. So.
Yeah, but you left your number and right. He actually reached out.
Right.
You would think then he would be interested.
Right.
What did you just say, hey, call me sometime or text me?
I said, you're cool, I'm cool, call me or something like that. But something really dorky because of the
vibe.
Were
you still drunk, Vicky?
No. But there was the vibe he was giving off. He was being really silly, really fun server.
Yeah.
Like, and so you guys, I was like okay. I'm like, that's why I thought that line would be funny. But yeah.
And then what did he say? Like, oh, hey?
Because when he messaged me, he's like, am I just cool, not a great server, not funny or anything? And I'm just like, okay, maybe you were those things too.
That's cute.
Right? But.
That is so.
Annoying.
Weird. And that is very ballsy of you to. Oh,
you're welcome.
One, give someone your number. And two, give someone your number where you can't even see half their face.
Right. And so I did. I'm like, I realize I don't actually know what you look like. It's like, can you send me a picture? And he's like, yeah, I don't really think I got a good look at you either. Because I was in the corner and I was wearing a big hat. Like a beanie.
Yeah.
And so I sent him one. He sent me one. And that was it.
Was he cute?
Yeah. He ended up being cuter. Like, I was like, oh, what if he's not?
Yeah.
But he was cute.
Wait, that's so weird.
It's annoying. That's why I hate online dating, because that happens all the time.
Well, this isn't even really online.
No, exactly. Like, but it's like, I felt like I was online dating, because it was the same crap, just different story.
Well, and the fact that he would actually, like, take your number and reach out to you, you would think, Like, why would he do that if he wasn't interested? There'd be no point.
I mean, like, unless something, like, because he said he was out partying with his brother, not yesterday, the day before.
Okay.
I'm guessing it was his day off. He was drinking Patron. So I'm like, you must have been partying.
Yeah, maybe he's just, like, he was just on a bender and he's recovering.
So I'm like, if I don't hear back from him, like, whatever you did to me, bro.
Well, and, like, you're the one, I mean, he reached out, but you're the one that's carrying the conversation, and you're the one that asked him out. I mean, like, I get some people are, like, bad at texting and bad at that commute. I don't know how they should really work on it, because that is how someone loses interest very, very fast. But you put it out there, hey, I'd like to take you out sometime, and that's very to the point.
Right.
So, I wonder if he's going to respond.
Who knows? But I did end up... And this is, like, not so much in a dating thing, but it just in general, putting myself out there. There is this person who I think is really awesome on TikTok, and they're in the area. Ooh. And so I reached out a while ago. I'm like, hey, if you ever want to hang out. And he's like, well, I might be moving. He ended up not. And so I reached out again because I thought he was going to be moving close to where we were going to be at. So I was do you want to catch up? I'm going to be in the area. He's like, no, I'm actually still in the Seattle area. But he just got his vaccinations, like, once he's done with his symptoms, if you will, because everyone's getting their butt kicked after the second one, it seems like. He's like, I definitely want to go for a walk or something. And this is more of a get to know instead of like, hey, it's a date. It's, hey, let's get to know each other. Let's be friends. And if more happens, cool. But he actually gave me his number back, and I was like, yay!
Is he, like, TikTok, like, is he known on TikTok?
Not, like, crazy known, but I mean, he's got a following.
Oh, okay. But so he might be used to people sliding into his DMs?
Maybe. But you can't slide into somebody's DMs unless they follow you.
Oh, okay. So he followed you back.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in the Seattle area, but not Seattle.
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't want to be that weird. I was like, where specifically do you live?
Oh, okay. So are you going to, like, is the ball, like, in his court now and you're going to wait for him to hit you back up?
Well, he gave me his number because I hit him up. I'm like, well, you know what? I mean, you just let me know when works best for you. Here's my number. He's like, yeah, no, texting's better. Here's my number. But he's like, just, you know, I just got my shot. It's going to kick my ass for a couple days. So give me a few days. And I'm like, okay.
So then are you okay?
No, I didn't say it that way.
Are you going to check? Well, it's texting. Who knows?
No, I know. I'm going to text him. I don't want to text him my normal hours because.
In like a few days and be like, how are you feeling?
Or even like, I'm like, would it be weird to be like, hey, you know, here's my number. Like, just to make sure, like, just in case this is my number. Let me know when you're feeling, like, if you want to chat or when you're feeling better. I'm down for that walk.
Yeah.
Because it's been nice out.
That's smooth.
I know.
You smooth.
I'm getting better.
You're cool. I'm cool.
I'm getting better.
And this wouldn't be a date thing. This would be like a hangout.
Right. And I'm like, and if sparks fly, cool.
Girl, it's still kind of a date-ish.
Ish. I'm
cool. Yeah,
I'm
nowadays, especially like this, COVID world, you're not going to hang out with a stranger just for like a...
I'm thinking this, but I'm trying not to get too ahead of myself because like, what if?
What if he thinks it's just a walk?
What if he thinks it's just friends?
Don't friend zone yourself.
No, I know. That's why I'm like, keeping it cool. I'm trying to keep it cool because I'm a neurotic crazy bee. Because my anxiety gets a hold of my brain, and it's like, ah,
we're just going for a walk, but I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to do my makeup. I'm going to wear something kind of low cut, but
I'm
going to
shave the girl.
I'm going to shave every part of my body.
Wearing my cutest underwear underneath my walking clothes.
Just in case.
You never know.
Well, I'm proud of you. Yay! Yes. So proud. This is like. Clap it up for Vicky. Yay, putting yourself out. And it's not too scary, right?
No, like, I mean, just scary enough.
Yeah, just to get the butterflies going.
Right. I'm like, yay. One other thing I did do. Oh, you can't. I don't know if you could see it.
Crazy weekend.
I pierced my nose again. I got two holes in my nose now on the same side.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ow. Wait. Because you had one.
Yes. It's still there.
And you just got another?
Yeah, next to it. So in like 4 months when it heals, I can put another hoop in.
So you'll have two hoops in one ear?
One nose.
Nostril. Wait, did you get it like professionally?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
I didn't do it myself. I'm not 17 anymore.
I feel like some people still would, even at our age. I haven't seen the double on the same nostril in like a really long time.
Really? I feel like I've been seeing it more and more.
I mean, maybe it's like what the cool kids are doing, and I just am not cool.
I thought it was so cool. Like, everyone has the single one now. I was obsessed when I was a kid with the single ring nostril. situation, because I always thought it was so cool looking.
And now you're like all about that double action.
And so, yeah, I got it. Now everyone has it, because I always had like a vibe. Like if you had a nose ring, like you had a vibe about you. And now it feels like everyone has it. So the vibe doesn't feel it anymore. But then I've seen a few people with the double nose ring. I'm like, that's the vibe I remember. That's the vibe I want.
I want that 16-year-old vibe I had once.
Like even maybe 10, I always thought, I'm like, you look so cool.
Do your parents notice?
I don't know. I think they kind of looked at me funny, but they couldn't figure out why.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with their nose ring? But I don't know if they noticed that there's two of them now.
Would they care? I know they're weird about tattoos.
I think they just roll their eyes and be like, okay.
It's Vicky. We're not surprised anymore.
No, this is just what she does.
Whoa. And you'll soon get your tattoo, right?
Yep. What day is it today? Tattoo. So if today is that day, that means...
The eyeliner. Because I remember it was like the beginning of May. And this podcast is end of April. It's happening. So
I think, let me check. I think it's in...
Girl, you're doing all the things.
I think it's in 2 weeks. Let me double check. Because I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, right?
I'd be so upset.
Is there any like recovery time with that? Do you know?
You probably can't put too much stuff on it for like a week or two.
Yeah, but you can like wash and...
Yeah, I mean, obviously nothing with too many perfumes or anything like that.
Do you have to put like... Well, I wonder if it'll get like dry, right? Because normal tattoos, you put like Aquaphor lotion on or whatever.
Yeah. No, it is exactly 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, probably it's going to be Aquaphor or something similar, but...
Don't get that in your eye.
No. But it's just like, I'm feeling pretty cool.
Damn, girl. Yeah, right? Eyeliner, nose piercing, giving your numbers to all the dudes. All the cool dudes. You got to be
cool.
I'm
going to start pole dancing.
Yeah. Oh, like, man, I'm going to have to come over. I'm going to see if I still got it. I probably don't, but.
Hey, I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm still learning.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to take lessons?
I'm probably going to just do online lessons. There's got to be courses online.
Oh, yeah. Especially now.
Yeah, especially because it's such a thing where you're touching everything everybody else is touching. So I feel like with everything COVID related, I'd rather not.
Yeah. A lot of like one of my friends who teaches, her classes went to online. So
there was one more thing I did want to talk about because like I felt so called out. So called out.
Oh, yes. I love when people get called out, except for myself.
I don't know if you would be called out on this situation. It was something like one of our former interns posted on Facebook. And he's like, let's see how many people I offend here. And I'm like,
oh,
bro.
And he offended you.
He broke my heart.
He got you.
And it was something like somebody tweeted out and it says phrases to retire forever.
Oh, no. I'm going to feel called out.
And I say all of these. There's 10 of them.
All of them?
And I say all of them.
Oh, no.
And they put like a little... I think you say a lot of them. Okay. But they even put like a sad, like, pukey face. So I'm like, oh.
How old is this intern or whoever posted it?
Oh, he's around our age.
Did a Gen... What are these, years?
No, I think he's our age.
But like a younger person probably made this up.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So it says phrases to retire forever. Number one. I did a thing.
That's you. Yeah, you say that all the time.
Yep. That is me.
I don't think I say that one, actually.
Number two is adulting.
Oh, yeah, I say that.
Yeah. I feel like that's just a word in our vocabulary. Shut up. I'm not crying, you're crying. I don't say it too much in person. I say it more on the internet, like writing it out.
Yeah. I don't really say or do that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave this here.
No. Do you do that?
I mean, sometimes, but not super often.
Like, yeah, if it's I don't do
like, maybe like just as like in a group chat, like, hey, or if I were sitting somewhere hanging out, I'm like, I'm gonna leave this here, like an alcoholic beverage or a snack.
Oh,
I'm like, hey, so I'm not giving it to you, but
I'm just gonna leave it here and I'm gonna go. So,
The term this, like if you're posting something and you're like, this.
Oh,
I definitely will say that.
Yeah,
especially
I think
on,
I do that too.
Actually, I think I said that when I was ordering food at the restaurant from the dude. I'm like, so what kind of mac and cheese you got? And it's like, do you know this kind? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, that's what we have. And I'm like, that. All I said was that. That's what I want. So close.
Oh, man.
Number six is, so that happened.
Huh.
So that just happened.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So that just happened.
So like if some, if I just, if someone says something like, say whoa, that just happened.
Hmm. Yeah, I probably do say that. Awkward. I probably type it too.
Number seven, my person. I don't think I actually said that one.
My person. This is my person.
Instead of saying like your soulmate or love of your life or whatever.
No, this is my person. I say like this is my man, but I don't think I say my person.
I don't say that in terms of like boyfriend. I'll say it like for like best friend. Like this is one of my favorite people. This is one of my, yeah. Like, this is my person.
Oh no.
But or if I don't really know what to call somebody, like is this your fiance? Is this your boyfriend? Is this someone you're casually seeing? I'm like, is this your person?
Oh,
so maybe like that, yeah, that only weird. Not be like more or less just because I don't know what the label is. So
you're
just,
confused. It's just and you don't want to be like, oh, is this your boyfriend? And they're like, no. Oh,
is this your fiance? Boy. Nope, not yet.
Yeah, exactly. Love one.
Number eight is fur baby.
Oh, God.
I don't have any pets, but when I refer to other people's pets, because I sometimes either I don't know what pet you have, they have, or some people just attach them. So I'm like, you're fur baby.
Like Rev and his cats.
Or fur babies, especially so I don't have to say your cats and dogs. It's just easier to say fur babies.
Your animals.
Nine, all the feels. I definitely use the word feels all the time.
All my feels. Yeah.
I'm like my feels. It's hit me in the feels. And number 10 is Sarah's all the way.
What?
The struggle is real.
Dude, the struggle is real. That is so mine.
I say that one too a lot, so I'm not judging that,
that
one.
That is probably my number one out of all those.
So I'm
on the struggle bus?
Yes. What is it? What's the other one? The struggle bus. I'm riding the struggle bus.
I say hot mess a lot.
Yeah.
Call myself a hot mess. Call other people a hot mess, even if they're like not hot at all. They're just a mess. Call them a hot mess.
I mean, it could be like a spicy mess. I don't know. But I'm curious to see if you guys agree with any of these on this list that need to be retired or not.
I don't know. Well, I don't know why they have to be retired. I mean, some of them I don't even use, so I must not even like them really, right. But I obviously don't hate when other people use them.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how old this person was who wrote the original list, if she's younger than us or older than us.
I have a feeling a younger person would have a lot more things that we should stop saying.
Is there anything that people say now where you're like, can you please knock it off? Stop it.
I feel, I remember we did like a list a little while ago, mm-hmm. And I did not know.
It's the new slang for the new Gen Zs. Although I'm hearing it more and more now, though.
Really?
Well, like, oh, my God, that slaps.
Yeah, yeah. And you're watching all of like the TikToks. So you like not interact with more.
But I'm around it more.
Exactly.
Although I do find myself saying it now. And when I say certain ones, I'm like, I feel so dumb saying it. But like.
But then you're also like, but I'm cool now.
But it makes sense. Like, I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, no, that album totally still slaps.
And I'm like, well, it sounds so weird when you say it.
Exactly. Like I say it with my brother because it's funny because he says it. It sounds funny. And he's your age.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if we're like cool enough to pull it off.
Or that's straight fire.
A straight fire.
I do like the tea. I do like the tea. It's like, what's the tea?
Oh, yeah. I like that one, too.
Yeah.
But we can get away with those, right?
Like when people say something about the drip, I think it means like your clothing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I can't use that one.
That's money, right?
Drip, I thought that was what you're wearing. I don't know.
Oh, like your swag?
Yeah, maybe.
See, can I still say swag?
I guess. Can I still say swag? I mean, I don't really know too many people that do.
There are a lot of, like, rap songs that have, like, slang in there that, like, I have to ask my boyfriend about because he actually knows what a lot of that stuff means. And I'm like, what am I rapping when I sing this? What am I saying? What's cool? Is my house cool?
What was the other one? I do like receipts. It's like I got the receipts.
Oh, show you the receipts. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, I like that one. But yeah, all the other ones, I'm not 100% sure.
I like that you're trying to use them, though.
Well, it's one of those, like, I hear them so much that, like, I feel like I have to. But then when it comes out, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, you're like, was that me? Did I just say that?
It sounded cooler in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like 2021, it's becoming like a new me in a sense.
Yeah, that's so great, though, especially after our year. I almost swore.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you'll have your own crib to yourself.
Right.
Hey, crib. Can we still say that?
Sure. I don't know.
I don't either. Probably they don't even probably know. The younger people don't even know what Crib is.
Right. Or remember the show Cribs.
Oh, that was so cool.
Which I found out that a lot of times people either rented out the cars or houses.
Honestly, I'm really not surprised. And had someone fill all their fridges.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's fridge looked that organized and beautiful all the time.
I mean, there is a section of TikTok where people organize the refrigerator and pantries, and it is, for some reason, oddly satisfying.
Well, you know those, like, see-through refrigerators? Mm-hmm. I'm always like, dude, if you have one of those, do you know the pressure of, like, having your fridge always look so beautiful all the time? Like, my fridge looks like a hot mess.
Right?
And not organized. Mm-mm.
My question is, will my refrigerator be more organized when my parents move out? And I think kind of, because I don't buy as much groceries as they do.
Oh, it will. Especially because, like, it'll be like either you or your brother's food. Mm, it's only right. two people rather than like four and a mini person.
And a little person. So his snacks are in there.
Yeah.
But I want to know what you guys are doing differently this year that you never thought you would do. Like, for me, it's been... OnlyFans.
So many things.
OnlyFans. Getting, like, eyeliner tattooed. I'm getting my TikTok. Face tattooed in a sense. TikTok. Like,
another piercing. Being more out there with your number.
So we'll see what happens. I want to know what's your 2.0, I guess, version this year?
Hell yeah.
Because it's Vicky 2.0.
Sarah's still 1.0.
1.0 and a half. You had a couple updates, right?
I went to the Tulip Festival. That's my update.
You're becoming more more tolerant and more like being okay with things not necessarily fitting into your bubble.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, like you're doing more research on things that you don't understand, and you're becoming more, I don't want to say tolerant, because it's not like you weren't tolerant, but you were very black.
Understanding.
And you're more understanding, mm-hmm. and you were even when it didn't come to big issues, you were very black and white, but now you're more understanding and accepting the fact that not everyone works that way. And just because you do doesn't mean that you have to love them any less or that you have to hate them when things don't go 100% your way. You're a little bit more relaxed in that sense. So I think you've had a couple upgrades.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
I'll take it. Thank
I'm really proud of you because it's like I love seeing that growth in someone.
Wow. Thank you.
I love
My heart just fluttered.
It goes pitter-patter.
Exactly.
But we want to hear from you guys. What are those things that you guys are improving on or doing things differently? And what are the things that you're looking forward to? Because like Sarah was looking forward to the Tulip Festival, and she did it.
I did it. Even though it was a hot-ass mess, I did it.
But we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.